Once again, at the Trending 55 hot seat, we are talking to the province's Minister for Agriculture and Forestry, Devin Dreeshan. He joins us on the line right now. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Kyle. I really appreciate it.
Well, the main thing we want to talk about today is the Forests Act. The province just made a number of changes to the Forest Act, and the Forest Act hasn't been changed around in quite a number of years right now. So I guess, first of all, Minister, why don't you take us through some of the updates that we've got here?
Sure. Yeah, well, you're right, Kyle. It was 1971, the last time the Forest Act was changed in the province, and a lot's changed since then. And some of the big key changes that we made with this bill, Bill 40, that is now enacted, was increasing the transparency on how timber dues are actually calculated, something that we think will help the province and help Canada a little bit when it comes to the softwood lumber dispute with the U.S. But some of the really important changes in it for forestry companies is the removal of redundant license requirements right now, or previously, they had to have two licenses, which really were duplicative, and just a really great example of red tape that didn't actually add any value to the province or to the lumber companies as well. So getting rid of that license, increasing the transparency, and then after the act got passed, there's been substantial amendments and policy changes that have come as well that really help the industry out when it comes to efficiencies. And because the forestry sector is so regulated in the province, they have to submit annual plans to the government to know where on our crown land, on our public forest, of the 87 million acres of forest that we have in the province, that they're going in certain areas. So it's highly government regulated. But the fact that we're now having a lot easier interaction between the forest companies and the department is something that is widely applauded by the forestry sector, to know that they can do what they do best, which is provide job opportunities to Albertans, as well as making sure that forests are regenerative and will be around for generations to come.
Of course, the forestry sector is a very big industry up here in the northwestern part of the province. What kind of benefits will some of the changes to this act sort of have to the industry up here?
Well, it's one of the things that we've seen in the last year or so, more capital investment into mills to upgrade them. We've seen more job opportunities, whether it be on the construction side of new builds or upgrades, as well as just forestry jobs and the indirect jobs coming from more investment. So a lot of forestry companies are global in nature, and we, Alberta, competes for that international global capital just like other forest jurisdictions in the world. So it's important for us to always find ways that we can compete hard for that investment. And we've seen, you know, to the tunes of hundreds of millions of dollars of capital investment in our forestry sector, and there's hundreds of millions more now that are on the horizon for the province. And you don't have to look very far, just to the west of us, of governments that over-regulate a forestry industry in ways that just don't make sense are really just kill the industry. And we've seen mill closures in British Columbia and job losses in forested areas and rural communities. And that's something that we don't want to see here. And that's why we've had a very targeted direction in the last 2 years to make sure that we can help our forestry industry compete.
And as somewhat coincidentally, this week, of course, is Alberta Forest Week. So it's kind of an interesting opportunity here for people in the province to sort of learn a little bit about kind of the importance of the forestry industry here, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's something that we highlight, just the importance of, you know, it's not just 2x4s, it's, you know, paper towels and toilet paper and tissues and, you know, hygiene products. There's so much that goes into paper that goes into to lumber products that are used on a daily basis, not just by Albertans, but people around the world. So it's important to note that, you know, this is our third largest industry, the second largest renewable resource industry in the province. And one of the good highlights of Forestry Week is the Grade 1 seedling program, where a whole bunch of Grade 1s around the province get a lodgepole pine, little seedling, and they plant and grow it. But unfortunately this year, obviously due to COVID, we haven't been able to roll them out like we normally would. But it's something that, you know, just highlighting the importance of having a healthy forest for our environment and the planet is so important, and just highlighting the great work that our foresters do every day to make sure that, A, we can have reliable products that we use every day, but also making sure that our forests remain healthy.
And I know that Z-Link program's been going on for quite a number of years in the province. In fact, I know when I was a kid, getting one of those little tree seedlings, we had it in the front yard of our home back in Strathmore. It might still be in the front yard. Maybe we moved to the back. I'm not sure where it is right now. But, you know, kind of way to show kind of kids out there in the province of sort of the importance of having healthy trees as well.
Yeah, you and me both. Over the last 60 years, the government of Alberta has actually delivered over 70,000 lodgepole pine seedlings to grade one students and during Alberta Forest Week. And I just think it's just such a great opportunity for kids to get out there and understand that, you know, we're so interconnected with nature, and to see, you know, the importance of trees and just lumber products and how it can, you know, rejuvenate itself. And just, you know, the interesting factoid on lodgepole pine that they actually need a forest fire to replant or to rejuvenate a lodgepole pine forest, or sustainable harvest practicing, which is you harvest it and then you replant 2-to-1 afterwards. So it's a really, you know, interesting way of how humans can, you know, how we interact with our environment.
And of course, whenever we have you on, Minister, we always like to get a little hockey talk in there. And one of the interesting stories in the NHL lately is Connor McDavid trying to get to 100 points despite the shortened regular season. And of course, unfortunately for me as a Flames fan, a lot of those points have come against Calgary, but I digress. Do you think he's going to be able to get past the 100 mark here despite only having a few games left here?
Well, I know he'll be the first guy to say it's not an individual, hockey's not an individual sport, but I think it's an awesome milestone if he can get it. But I am sad to hear, Kyle, that you are a Flames fan.
Hey!
always been an Oilers fan, but no, it's and ironically, my cousin's name's Kyle Moore, and he's also a Flames fan, so I guess it must just be the naming rights. But no, it's you know, it's been an odd season, but no, it'll be interesting to see how the playoffs matchups end here, and obviously hoping for my Oilers to go all the way this year.
Yeah, I may slightly disagree with you on that last point there, but we could go all day on some of that stuff. Agriculture and Forestry Minister Devin Dreeshen, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.